Jackie Onassis sued him. Marlon Brando broke his jaw. To them and many other stars, Ron Galella personified the plague of modern celebrity, the paparazzo. But along the way, Ron Galella created some of the most indelible images of the modern era and has been hailed as the godfather of the U.S. paparazzi culture.
Learn to sneak in to events, crash events. Always dress right. Any event, I always had a suit on. I never check your coat. In the winter, you leave your coat in the car. Without a coat, it looks like you belong there. You took a break outside or something. Be aware where the kitchen is. That's one way of getting in. In any hotel, the kitchen. Another way of sneaking in is to forge credentials. Find somebody that's invited, go to Kinko and duplicate it, and you get your name in.
A new documentary, Smash His Camera, takes its name from an order Jacqueline Onassis issued to her security team. The film chronicles Ron Galella's career and examines the relationship between guerrilla photographers and their subjects. We want to hear from photographers in our audience today. How has Ron Galella's work influenced you? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. And joining us now from member station WBGO in Newark is Ron Galella. Nice to have you with us today.
Nice being here, Neil.
And congratulations on the documentary.
Thank you.
And it's interesting listening to you talk about your work. You never had any doubts about what you were doing for a living. It involved a lot of sneaking around. On the other hand, you were getting, you were exercising your First Amendment rights.
Yes. I had passion for this medium, photography. I was born poor in a poor family, and I was fortunate to learn my career, start in the U.S. Air Force for 4 years. And then under the GI Bill later, I went to the Art Center College of Design in Los Angeles, where I majored in photojournalism. And then I started freelancing in New York, and it was great because I had built a lab in my father's basement, and that's in the 12 miles north of Manhattan in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got my start. I photographed celebrities at premieres and parties on the streets, etc. And I was interested in celebrities because we all are. We all want to be glamorous and rich and famous in a way. And these celebrities, we see them on the screen as superstars, and I want to photograph them in real life, in human situations, and that's what I did.
Well, before you came along, there were others who would gather at the entrance to the nightclub or at the premiere of the movie. You took it the next step.
Yes. I took them after the movie. I followed them to their parties or their home and get more pictures. In other words, a paparazzo extends the photo opportunities and get more exclusive pictures, more realistic, and that's what I did.
And where did you think about this? I'm sure you did. Where did their rights for privacy begin and your rights to First Amendment access end?
Well, I photographed them on public streets and airports, et cetera, and they're public figures. And Jackie, in court, she claims she's private, and I harassed her. But it's not really true because
Judge found the other way.
Yes, well, he's appointed by President Kennedy. I had no way to win. He was a biased judge, and he voted for her privacy and all that. It was not a fair trial. I had no jury, and he was the deciding factor. And it was a 26-day court battle in 1972, and she even said, as a photographer, she asked permission. You see, I do not ask permission, because asking permission, you lose the opportunity to get the spontaneous off-guard picture, which I'm after. That's what I do. And that's what I do. I shoot fast, get those pictures. And then if the star or the celebrity says no pictures, I stop and I honor their wishes.
Some people since you have taken it even further than that.
Yes, but I don't go in their homes. It's all on public areas and they're fair game. You see, people cannot, once you're a celebrity like Jackie, you can't turn it off. You're always a celebrity till the day you die.
Do you understand why she might have wanted some sense of privacy? Why that that category, you can't turn it off? Well, she may have wanted to turn it off.
Well, you see, it's misleading, this whole trial. People believed in her, what she said. But she said these things to save her skin. She was wrong because you can't. It's once you're a celebrity, you're always, and it's in public areas. You see, what she was fighting for. See, this all started on September 24th, 1969, when I took pictures of her bicycling with John Jr. on the bike, and she testified in court that. She didn't want pictures of her children published. Mm-hmm. She demanded those those film that I took, and she sent the two agents after me. And I did not surrender the film, and she arrested me for harassment. The judge dismissed this case, and I won this. I billed her my fee of $500. She never paid, and that prompted me to sue her because the agents were getting in my way. But Jackie protected her children. That's the reason she arrested me, had the agents arrested me, because she herself loves to have a picture taken. And at the end of the trial, I did my first book, Jacqueline, and I gave it to her. I said, thank you. She made me a celebrity, really. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. And she has this book on her. She had it on her library. I have a witness, an artist who delivered some furniture, said there's my book on her library shelf, Jacqueline. So she kept it. And she kept all the magazines that she was in it.
We're talking with Ron Galella, the controversial superstar paparazzo. If you'd like to join the conversation, I want to hear from photographers today. 800-989-8255, email talk at npr.org. Maude is on the line calling from Long Island.
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Listen, you and I go way back to the 60s and 70s. And one time, after you had had your fight with Marlon Brando, I bumped into you in the lobby because it was this benefit for Marlon Brando, and you were wearing a helmet, a football helmet, and you had a feather on the top.
Yes.
Remember? And I said,
what
are you doing here? I said, you were talking to Marlon, and you said, well, he said, we made up, but I'm not taking any chances.
Right. That was my most famous picture. Paul Schmolbach, a photographer friend, took that picture, and I bought it from him. It's me with a football helmet with Marlon Brando. It ran all over the world in every publication practically. It's my most famous picture.
This was after, and it's described in the documentary, Marlon Brando was on the Dick Cavett Show, and they went out for a drink afterwards. You followed them downtown, and Marlon Brando took a swing at you.
Right. I took several shots, and then Brando called me over, and he says, what else do you want that you already have? He thought I had enough pictures, you see. But I wanted a picture without their sunglasses. This was nighttime in Chinatown, and there were dark sunglasses. And I looked at Cavett because Cavett knew me, and I said, I'd like a picture without the sunglasses. But Brando answered with a sock to my lower jaw, knocking out five teeth. What happened then, the next day, Cavett picked him up at the Regency Hotel where he almost bled to death, and my paparazzi germs infected his hand, and he went to the hospital for 3 days to recover. I sued him, and I won an out-of-court settlement of $40,000.
Did he pay? Yes,
he did. Actually, he got two checks was received by my lawyers. One, $20,000 from his account, and $20,000 from his insurance. He lied to get his insurance covered. In other words, he said I stepped on his toes, which I didn't.
All right, Maude, thanks for the call.
Well, congratulations, Ron, on your documentary, and much good living still.
Thanks, Maude.
Let's go next to this is James. James with us from Ithaca, New York.
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Hi, James.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question is simply this. I was wondering if Mr. Galella had any thoughts on where his photography has led in terms of photographers being assaulted, in fact, by their subjects, and also the reality of the fact that celebrity photography has taken a turn almost toward the pornographic in terms of what it reveals with celebrities and in some ways what they share to reveal. And I know he began his career with something that was sort of a candid shot, and others seem a little more assertive in their efforts. And I take my answer off the air, but I wondered about his thoughts. Thank you, James.
Well, what I'm after, and my pictures reflect this, is beautiful expressions on the face. The human face is the most expressive, and I try to capture the beauty of real emotions on their face. And my greatest picture, of course, is my windblown Jackie taken from a taxi window where she turned, and I got the Mona Lisa smile. She didn't know it wasn't me in the taxi. So that's what I'm after. And I always did this. My work reflects this. But nowadays, they're desperate. The photographers and the media, the markets as well, are desperate, and they shoot vulgarity. They shoot cellulose on their thighs, a lot of negative things. People, celebrities, fat, terrible things. I do not do that. I never did that. I think that's, I'm a romantic. I want to see stars. I want to put them on a pedestal in a way that they're human. They're human beings that we want to see. We're curious to see how they are in real life, you know, the human situation. And that's what I captured, and that's what I love. And that's me. That's it.
We're talking with self-described romantic and paparazzo Ron Galella. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And one of the things the documentary discloses is how much work this all is. We imagine you, of course, again, on the sidewalks, in the taxis, waiting for the shot. But there's a lot of work after that, too.
That's right. Sometimes, like, for instance, my greatest year in photographing Jackie Onassis was 1970. And I photographed 20 times, that's all. But it was many times I waited for her. She did not go out, or she's in Europe. So there's a lot of time spent and wasted for waiting. And that's the price you pay. But yet, I did not always rely on her. I always covered other events. Mm-hmm. And Liz Taylor is my greatest figure. I have more pictures of Liz Taylor than Jackie.
And we see pictures in the documentary, Smash's Camera. We see pictures of your archives, and there's just shelf after shelf after shelf. Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, as you mentioned, Liz Taylor. So one after another.
Over 3 million pictures.
What are you going to do with them?
Well, we thought of giving it to University of Texas and maybe also galleries, museums. The Museum of Modern Art has 5 of my images now. They have 3 of Jackie and 1 of Betty Davis that's in my book, and also the Duke and Duchess of Windsor. They're in the documentary. And also the MoMA in San Francisco has 2 of them. And I think museums throughout the world will get some of my work.
Let's go next to Philip. Philip with us in Portland.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about a celebrity's requirement for privacy or a celebrity's desire that they have privacy. It's always been my contention that once you attain celebrity, there's an enormous amount of power that comes with that. And there seems to be an unwritten contract that says, that power means that people are interested in your life. And so if you are going to be a celebrity and have that power, then you have to kind of...
You have to live with it. You have to live with it.
Relinquished your privacy.
Yeah, there's a price.
That's correct.
Price for
but
the
you
power.
See Jackie in court, in a 26-day court battle, she denied that people are interested in her. She denied that she was a celebrity. She wanted to turn it off. That's why she moved to New York from Georgetown. Georgetown, she was bombarded with paparazzi at her doorstep. So she moved to New York, and she got her privacy. But, of course, she thinks I invaded it, but I didn't.
Now let's go next to Kelly. Kelly with us from Eau Claire in Wisconsin.
Hi. I was wondering if Ron has ever regretted taking any pictures or publishing any pictures of anybody.
Well, there was one occasion I photographed Jackie at the Oyster Bar in Grand Central. And it was an event, and I photographed her at a table, and it surprised her, and it was frightening. Her face was with fright. expression of Adam's apple popped out, sort of. I didn't ever publish that picture because I was embarrassed. I don't like to photograph published pictures that are embarrassing to me anyway.
Kelly, thank you. Let's see if we can squeeze one last caller in. This is Ted. Ted with us from Princeton.
Hi, Ron. Hi. Neil. I'm a former wire service photographer in the New York, New Jersey, Washington, D.C. area. And I photographed occasionally alongside Ron Galella at pre-fight celebrity parties in Atlantic City. And I had the privilege to observe his style. And he was always polite and a velvet glove aggressive photographer who kind of inspired me to be a little more aggressive in the pursuit of the celebrity photo. I'm from the day when I used to carry a wet darkroom in my car, Ron, and had to pull into a Model and mix chemicals.
That's good. That's like Ouija. Ouija had developed his film in the trunk of his car.
And you, it's like there's a speed graphic. Did you use a speed graphic ever, Ron?
Yeah, yes, in the Air Force. There's a clip when I was in the United States Air Force where I had a speed graphic 4x5. I had the only working camera, so I got all assignments in the Air Force. That was good.
All right, Ted, thanks very much for the phone call. Appreciate it. And Ron Galella, many, many more pictures for you.
Thank you, Will.
Ron Galella, known for his iconic images of celebrities, he's photographed many of the greats. His work has run in hundreds of publications from Time to Vanity Fair to Rolling Stone. The HBO documentary about him is called Smash His Camera. He joined us from WBGO, our member station in Newark. Tomorrow, Pete Seeger joins us. Be with us for that. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.